Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about how to take your kid to the gym for the first time and all the things you really need to point out to your child for the first time. Now, yeah. I had this experience last week.
What age, kid?
My middle son said he wanted to come to the gym with me, 12 years old, and wanted to lift weights.
So you think that's a minimum?
No, I think your kid should start coming to the gym when he's probably like 3 or 4.
3 or 4?
Absolutely.
Really?
Expose them early to the gym and get them going and everything possible. But this was, he wanted me to show him how to use the weights and how to get comfortable. A lot of people say, oh, you don't want to do that with the weights because you don't want your kids to stunt their growth. You know what? We got bigger problems than stunting growth with kids. They're not moving around anymore.
No, because you can balance it with the HGH, so it'll be
right,
a wash.
I don't know if anyone's ever noticed, but our kids are fat. We got to get stop worrying about stunting their growth and all the bad things that happen, and let's start getting them to the gym.
But is that even that's a myth, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Right. And plus, you can do a lot of weight-assisted activities. The first thing I had to do with him when I took him to gym, Lee, was I had to show him where all the hot ladies hang out.
That's important.
Typically at the cardio. So you want to make sure
cardio
you show them
the classes.
And the classes, absolutely. And you want to make sure you find a spot where you can stare where nobody's looking at you to know that you're staring. So that was an important thing. The main thing you want to do is you always want to demonstrate first an exercise before letting them hop on the machines. How long have I been training people? 30 years?
Yes.
So my kid hops on the assisted chin-up thing, right? And I'm like, okay, he's hopping on the machine. And I'm thinking he's got this.
He knows it.
So,
no, not really.
1, 2, he's doing. I show him, of course, first. And then before you know it, he's on the floor. He fell off the machine and the weight, clank. And I'm like,
good.
I stop spotting him. So even don't assume that your kid knows how to do that. You want to show them the proper form, how to breathe, what muscles they're working. All of those things you want to really take the time to show them. Spot them and always err on the side of more caution. Don't do what I did last week and just think that my kid understood what he needed to do. Also, you want to be very supportive.
I think that's what happened the first time I used that machine with you.
Yeah, I think you might have hit the ground. But you also want to be very supportive. You want to offer lots of encouragement. Because the kids are getting in there for the first time. And, here's the one thing. When they start noticing how little weight they can do, it's kind of demotivating to them.
Really? So you shouldn't laugh at them and go, no, what are you, a girl?
Well, the thing is,
I bet you did.
When they see the number like 10 or 5 and they go, I can't do this.
It's embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing.
So you don't take a picture and post it on YouTube?
Right now.
Don't do that?
So don't make it too hard. And build their exercise routines around body weight supported activities like lunges, the assisted chin-ups, the pull-ups, the dips. All those activities are really good for them. And and don't worry about them getting, that it's going to stunt their growth. Let's get them working out instead of worrying about that other stuff.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.